And hoping you enjoyed the fireworks somewhere. I watched a fantastic display from Boston on Bloomberg's channel. In general, I'm glad it's behind us since we have some people in the neighborhood who start weeks before the 4th of July and do their own fireworks. It's illegal, but nobody seems to care. Hard to tell the difference between that and guns. Since this program will be continuing about the rapture, which is expected by many, on September 23rd, 2017, people are even publishing books about it. I will be continuing in that vein. I believe I told you already that the prophecy is based on false information, which points to more disappointments. In the past, that happened over and over, and some believers have departed from their faith because of that. In spite of this false calculation, Jesus warns us in Luke 12, verse 35 through 40, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for the Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come on the second watch, or come on the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Why did the blood moon prophecy fail, or did it? In 2015, there were four blood moons that happened to be on or close to Jewish feast days. Ministries, of course, thought that the rapture would definitely be a result of these rare appearances of red moons. It was a reality because I checked on one of the red moons, and sure enough, it was real. The Bible stated that there will be a red moon before the tribulation begins. That was the year when Pope Francis came to the United States and spoke at the United Nations, which was a huge event. God got our attention with the red moons because of Joel chapter 2, verse 31, and Acts chapter 2, verse 20. "The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." The great and terrible day of the Lord is the 7-year tribulation culminating in Armageddon and the millennium. The reason we look for signs are these scriptures where God states in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years, because the signs in heaven can be a threat to heathens. We are warned not to get anxious." Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2, "Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for heathens are dismayed at them." He comforts us with Daniel chapter 6, verse 27. "He delivers and rescues, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, with who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Daniel was thrown into the lion's den and was kept from being torn to pieces. It could have only been Jesus who was next to him. God keeps us looking up. Thus, it is unusual. There is an unusual total solar eclipse 70 miles wide going over the U.S., and visible from the southern east coast to the northern west coast on August 21st, 2017, to warn us that something is up. How to read the prophecy? To share what the Luciferians are busy at, we now have 88 constellations instead of 12. I have no clue how to get to the chart by date they are advertising for the rapture date. I did find a chart depicting Virgo, Leo, and the dragon, but no actual degrees the planets are moving in on September 23rd. On a Catholic astronomer's page, an author's page who wrote a book about prophecy, which seemed to be from a Jewish perspective, not to add to the confusion, but the definition of planets at Wikipedia reads that they are celestial bodies like wandering stars moving over the sky. According to their information, more and more celestial bodies are being discovered. It makes me wonder why NASA wants to go to a celestial body like Mars. You know, there was no moon landing. President Reagan used that to make Russians compete and spend their money on space flights. President Obama closed NASA for that reason. What does celestial mean according to Google's definition? It means heavenly, extraterrestrial, belonging to heaven, supremely good. Luciferians are busy again producing visions today that scare people into screaming and falling into prayer to the Virgin Mary, Mother of God, for protection, proving that we are in perilous times. Catholics pride themselves in having apparitions from the Virgin Mary. This recording is from Prophecy Update. Something astonishing is happening around the world. Shofar Ministries.
You can't see what the sun room is.
It's doing it now, guys.
Are you seeing it?
Unreal.
Oh, they're
doing it.
Yep.
You don't see a red aura?
No. But I see it moving.
I have it on a video, so we can check it out later. This is the miracle of the sun, guys.
When was the last time you could ever stare at the sun like this without your eyes hurting? Now it's getting brighter. It's coming closer.
Wow.
Can you feel it coming closer?
Oh my God, guys.
Carol, do you see that? See how big it's getting? It's like a huge host.
It's amazing. It's like so big.
Awesome.
What is going on?
Oh my God.
That is way too big. Do you see it spinning?
Yeah. It's spinning.
Ecco, la devi avere di nuovo.
doesn't usually move like that up and down. The clouds aren't moving, that's for sure. No, it's the sun. It's gone up and down. Those clouds have not moved. There's no wind. Let's say Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. This is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death.
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at cephas-thrift-shop.com. cephas-thrift-shop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. cephasministry.com.